Whatever your politics, the difference between the outgoing president and the incoming president is one of historic proportions. This Friday's inauguration of Donald Trump will likely once again lay bare the division in the country. How to heal that divide? Well, the president of Wesleyan University in Connecticut is making the case for the liberal arts education, an education he describes as under threat. Wesleyan President Michael Roth joins us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Roth, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So you write in a recent Washington Post piece that this is a fragile time for liberal arts education. What do you mean by that?
Many folks in the United States today are asking us to become experts in shortcuts, to train students in a very instrumental way in learning some technique or some practice that's current in industry today, rather than having a broad liberal education through which you learn to learn. And so that classic liberal education in America, which is existed since the founding of the country, is under threat because people want either vocationalism in a narrow sense, or they are just not used to talking to people with other points of view. And to have a broad liberal education, you actually have to get information from many different sources.
What's the link between the divide over a liberal arts education in America and the political division in the country right now?
Many people find themselves displaced by economic change. You know, there's new technology at your workplace, and lots of workers are getting left behind. And so there's a call for being more instrumental, which I think is exactly wrong. The call should be to get people a broader education so they're able to respond to changes in the economy and not just be victims of change. The more political divide is that on our campuses, we have an academic culture that's pretty much tilted to the left, in which people get increasingly used to talking to other people who agree with them already or agree with their basic assumptions. And in order to have a real education that's broad and deep and challenges your own assumptions, you've got to talk to people who don't agree with you. And you have to learn how to tolerate ambiguity and disagreement. And not just learn how to defend yourself and attack all people who don't agree with you. And the current climate is one in which people are very good at yelling at each other or fabricating tweets that make someone else feel really stupid. But that's not the same as listening to someone else who has a different point of view and learning from that person.
You've been critical of Donald Trump, though. In the Washington Post piece, your distaste for the Trump administration is pretty clear. You accused Donald Trump of having a, quote, bottomless need for self-aggrandizement. Aren't you worried about alienating those who see Wesleyan as a home for lefty intellectuals?
Yeah, I am. And that's why I also say in the same piece that Wesleyan has taken steps in the last 5 years under my presidency to make sure we're admitting people who have different points of view. So we now have a program for veterans where we have among the highest percentage of military veterans on campuses, any highly selective college or university in the country. We're starting programs to have more conservative instructors and speakers come to campus to present different points of view. I do think it's important that colleges and universities are platforms where people can disagree, but there are some times, and I think this is one of them, where presidents of colleges and universities have to call out truly aberrant behavior on our politicians' part, not because there's an ideological disagreement, but because there's a danger to the republic.
You know, with all of this as a backdrop, I'm wondering if you think now more than ever this is an important time for liberal arts education in terms of whether or not the liberal arts education will be under increasing threat in the next 4 to 8 years while Donald Trump is president.
In the last 8 years, there have been many problems, but we have been in a regime where there's a spirit of inquiry that is fostered. I mean, this goes way back to Thomas Jefferson and the founding period. America, liberal education, a little different from European liberal arts education. In America, inquiry and experimentation is the key, and inquiry and experimentation leads to discoveries. And I'm afraid that the new regime is making lots of sounds about hunkering down, not to make inquiry, but to actually go backwards to a time when we were supposed to be great in the past, rather than making inquiry and experimentation to make us strong in the future.
President of Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, Michael Roth, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome. Have a great day.